Welcome to EAA Radio in 2026. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew, this year, new. And this first segment, we are joined by Artur Leopoldje of Elixir Aircraft. Welcome.
Thanks for having me today.
So we've heard you have some exciting news. You just recently did a flight over here. Where did you come from?
So with a friend, with a colleague, we came with a flight of two aircraft from La Rochelle in France to Sarasota. And we stopped by Florida. So we flew from France to Scotland, Scotland to Iceland, Iceland to western coast of Greenland, then Goose Bay in Canada, Portland in the US for the custom, and then all the way down to Florida through New York, which was a big news for me.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we flew back to Oshkosh.
Nice. And how long did that all take you?
So between La Rochelle and Sarasota, Florida, Florida, 4 days, 42 hours flight, and then another 10 to come back here.
So did you have to do anything special to modify the aircraft in order to have extra fuel?
Yeah, in theory, we would have been able to do all the flight with the standard aircraft, but flying over the Northern Atlantic is bit tricky, can be a bit tricky, so we decided to add another 20 gallons fuel tank, auxiliary fuel tank that was filling the main fuel tank. So overall, we would have been able to fly up to 12 hours on economy mode, but we usually did between 6 and a bit over 7 hour flight. With the biggest day with 14 hour flight, you're traveling west with the light. So you were able to do long flying day. It was just amazing.
And how many, I hear you also just recently had some large airplane orders for some flight schools in the United States. Tell me about those.
Yeah, clearly. So just a reminder, our aircraft, the Elixir, made its first flight in 2017. We got the European certification in 2020, FAA certification last year in Oshkosh, which was a great announcement for us. And we started to deliver aircraft in the US. Right now, we have around 200 pre-order in the US. We've delivered the three first firm orders this month, last week actually, in the US. Those two flight schools who received their first aircraft ordered 10 and 50 aircraft each. So it's really starting for us now in the US. And along with that, we are going to invest here in the US to create jobs and to build up with American.
Congratulations on the orders. That's fantastic. Thank you for also investing in the United States as well, bringing that industry here.
It's the country of aviation, so you cannot expect to grow a company without being in the U.S. and working with the American people, so it's normal.
So how is certification different in Europe versus the United States?
It's actually very similar. We are lucky that for the last more or less 10 years, it's almost the same text. So you can either certify first in the US or in Europe or do both at once. When you're a newcomer like us, it's hard to do both at once. So you start with one. We started in Europe, being based in France, and then we applied for validation here. And that's it. And now whenever we are improving the plane, it goes directly in both agency, FAA being clearly the major one, the most important one now.
How many aircraft are you producing a year right now?
So we've doubled production rate between last year and this year. We did over 30 aircraft now. And the plan is to run as fast as possible to more than 100 aircraft a year. And we plan to double production again next year and following year. And then it will start to stabilize.
And you mentioned that already the Sarasota, Florida. Tell us more about that and how that's going to help you with production.
So our aircraft is obviously a great aircraft, but it's mostly dedicated to flight school. Private owner also welcome to try and love it. But we wanted to be as close as possible from our main customer, which are flight school, FTOs. And so, as you know, all the southern states are where there are the most flight schools. So we wanted to have a place not too far from Europe, with a great weather all year long, so you can fly, demonstrate the aircraft, and for customer support to be as close as possible from them. So our Elixir based is in Florida, and we've got two partners, one in the Midwest, one on the West Coast, that will be announced later, with who we're going to build up all the customer support and all the spare part delivery, which is clearly our priority now. We have a great aircraft. Now we have to be excellent for customer support.
Now, not everybody may have heard of your aircraft, so tell us a little bit about it. How many seats you got, what kind of equipment is in the aircraft, and you know, what's the useful load, some of the fun things that people might want to know about it.
So it's a two-seater aircraft. It's powered by a Rotax 912IS, and very soon we will have the certification for the 915IS. The idea behind the Elixir was to have a trainer that is both safer, more demonstrative, with a very good operation price. And we were able to do all this by bringing a unique innovation into aviation, which comes from all the offshore racing, America's Cup racing. It's called the one-shot technology. The aircraft is made with roughly 900 parts, the wing being one part manufactured in one operation. Fuselage is the same, etc. Wow. The result is something much more robust, but still lighter and easier to produce, hence being able to produce right now in France, soon in the US, with very competitive price, and creating jobs where we are building the aircraft.
Wonderful. And as a reminder, this is Squawk 1200, talking with Arthur Leopold Leger of Elixir Aircraft. Thank you again.
Thank you.
So, what is you mentioned the flight school. What is the ideal pilot for this airplane?
That's a good question. That's a good way to put that question. The ideal pilot is a future commercial pilot, clearly. If you come by our booth or any other booth, because we have three aircraft on the show, you will see that it's a very modern aircraft. You will have all the equipment you dream to have in an airliner, and you can already train on it. Obviously, you will do more once you're on the airliner, but you have everything you can train with. And it's a very safe aircraft. It's an aircraft that is hard to spin. So you can do stall in a more confident way, and you can demonstrate a lot. It's also an aircraft that will forgive most of the bad landing. It has an oleo strut landing gear, like some other famous aircraft. It will not bounce back. So once again, you should feel more confident on your first solo, on your first landing, crosswind landings. You should feel better, and it should allow you to progress, to have a more efficient training.
So you mentioned come by and see you. Where can we find you here on the grounds at AirVenture?
So I think our booth is 507. Sorry about that.
No problem.
That's our main booth with all the team. We've got a sales team and a customer support team, so you can talk about the guy that will take care of you once you have the aircraft. And we also have one aircraft on the Rotax booth and one on the Gamma booth, General Aircraft Manufacturer Association booth.
Yeah, what kind of avionics comes standard with this, and are there options for add-ons?
So clearly right now we use the two G3X, one GTN 750 TXI, and one GNC 304, if memory serves. So you've got two NAVCOM, two G3X, and very soon we'll have AXIS with the same base of equipment. It will be done differently. Probably we will not use the GTN because AXIS is going to do all in one. But basically you have everything. Sorry, and I forgot the autopilot, which can do nav, vertical nav, approach, and you can train on that on your initial aircraft. So very efficient training.
So both for VFR and IFR.
Definitely.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I've flown lots of different airplanes, and I am fortunate that I'm not the tallest person in the world, so I can go climb into a Cessna 150 and I still fit. Although I've had some students who couldn't actually fit in a Cessna 150. How big is your airplane, and who's it going to fit?
Excellent question. So the aircraft has adjustable seat and adjustable pedal. So the pedal can be adjusted electrically during the flight. If you do If you're a flight instructor, you're on a cross-country flight with your student, you can just push the pedal for a minute, just extend your leg, relax, and then bring them back and start again. And the seats are adjustable. I've got a 4-year-old daughter with the seat on the upright position. She can see everything outside, obviously not touch the pedal, and she can fly the aircraft. So that means, sorry, I'm not very good with foot, but for the smallest person, 5 foot something is already touching everything with ease. And for bigger pilot, we can go to 6 foot two or three, sorry, for 2 meter 10 person, you can as well use everything normally without problem.
That sounds like it's a nice sized airplane. What about the useful load on it?
Sorry, it's in pound. I don't have them in mind. but basically, two good guy with full fuel can fit in with ease.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and the Cessna 150. I love flying in the Cessna 150. But you put two people in there, and you got to watch. You can't even always take full fuel. Now, we also heard that you have a big announcement coming up tomorrow. What can you tell us? Can you give us a sneak preview?
So clearly, right now we have two versions of the aircraft, which are basically two panels, one very basic one, one advanced. In the very next few weeks, we will announce the certification on the 915, 140 horsepower turbocharged. So what will come with that is the announcement of a full range of aircraft around those equipment and new option that will come. And on top of that, we will announce a new program of aircraft in the very next few days.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us, Arthur Leopold. Leger from Elixir Aircraft, thank you very much for being here. This is Squawk 1200 with Matthew.
And Wireless Mike.